Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is American Sugar Beet Growers Association Executive Vice President and CEO Luther Marquardt. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here in D.C. Growers will be headed that direction.
Yes, growers are already in town. They will be here this week as well as next week, going around to over 300 congressional offices, talking about how their costs have increased over the last few years, and that the safety net is inadequate, and we're going to need a stronger safety net going into the future. And frankly, we can do that by making sure that the program doesn't cost the taxpayer any money, as well as this is not going to add any cost to the consumer's pocketbook. Right now, we're kind of in an anomaly with world prices strengthening. What we just saw that the International Sugar Organization is projecting that we will have deficit production around the world, and so prices should remain strong. So that's positive news going into this year. But you don't write policy based on anomalies, and that's kind of what we have right now. So the message is going to be very clear to all these members of Congress. You need to strengthen the sugar safety net, and any attempts to weaken it have to be rejected.
And right now, of course, Farm Bill has kind of been put on the back burner as other things have popped up. And what do we see happening on that front? For you guys, I know, was hopeful to have a Farm Bill written a lot sooner than we're dealing with now.
We would have liked to have the Farm Bill done last year, actually, but that's not the way Washington works these days. We are looking at getting the 2024 appropriations bills done in March. They should have been done last September at the latest, so we're plenty well behind on that. And then you've got the appropriations for 2025. And I know the House wants to take each of those bills across the floor. There's 12 of them in the appropriations process, and those take typically multiple days to do. And when you've got an election year, you've got time out for the conventions and other, you know, a lot of politicking going on. So you have fewer legislative days. But I know that the House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson would like to get a bill out this spring. It seems very strong to be able to do that. So that's why we're proceeding on the basis that we will see a farm bill. Clearly, there's jockeying going on between the House and the Senate, between Republicans and Democrats. But we have hope, and we just have to keep working. That's all we can do at this point.
Yeah, and that was going to kind of be my next question here. Do you hear, you know, when you're talking to these lawmakers, are you hearing frustration that things are just gridlocked and having a hard time getting through?
Well, yes, the frustration is funding, and Republicans want to take money from the IRA funds, the Inflation Reduction Act funds, to put towards Title I, which is the supports for production agriculture, as well as limit some of the future increases on the nutrition side. But Democrats have drawn a line in the sand, both in the House and the Senate, of not taking funds from those areas. So if you don't do that, and you're looking for funds outside the Farm Bill, my understanding is at least on the Senate side, that Leader Schumer has told the Chairman Stabenow that there would be a few billion dollars outside of agriculture he could bring to the party, but that's not nearly enough to solve the problems and the issues of production agriculture. So, you know, we just have to sit here and let those leaders figure this out. And obviously, in an election year, there's lots of politics that come into play here. So our view is we have to do what we can do and that is go and talk to all of these offices, explain our issues, explain agriculture from the farmer's voice, and that does make an impact on these offices. So we're about our work, and if we can get a farm bill done, we're ready for it. If it gets delayed, we're going to be ready for it anytime it comes, and we don't control the timing.
All right. Well, anything else looking ahead here to the next 2 weeks that you'll have growers in D.C. that you want to mention before we let you go?
No, the story will be the same. It will be consistent in both the weeks that they are in. And then as we see how this farm bill unfolds, if we need to come back and talk to these staff people and members again, we can do that. And with technology today, we can easily do that by Zoom calls. So sugar beet producers and leaders across the country are ready to engage anytime and every time the Congress needs it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us again. That is American Sugar Beet Growers Association Executive Vice President and CEO Luther Marquardt joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.